मन बुद्धंकार चित्तानि नाहम न च श्रुतृजिह्वे न च घ्रणुनेत्रे न वाक्पाणिपादं न च पुष्पपाणौ चिदानन्दरूपा शिवोऽहं शिवोऽहं न च प्राणसंगो न वै पञ्चवायुर्न वा सप्तधातुर्न वा पञ्चकोशाः न वाक्पाणिपादं न च पुष्पपाणौ चिदानन्दरूपा शिवोऽहं शिवोऽहं न मे देशरागौ न मे लोभमोहौ मदो नैव मेनैव मात्सर्यभावः न धर्मो न चार्थो न कामो न मोक्षं चिदानन्दरूपा शिवोऽहं शिवोऽहं न मृत्युर्न शङ्का न मे जातिभेदम् पिता नैव मे नैव माता न जन्म न बन्धुर्न मित्र गुरुर्नैव शेषं चिदानन्दरूपा शिवोऽहं शिवोऽहं दिदधि वर्ष शब्द निर्वाण शतकम् वै शंकर निर्वाण हाउ वी कैन अटेन दैट सुप्रीम रियलाइजेशन बाय डिनाइंग द बॉडी माइंड एंड सेंसेस हाउ टू ट्रांसेंड दिस माया हाउ टू डी सुपर इम्पोज आवर सेल्व्स वी आर ऑल हिप्नोटाइज्ड बाय माया our body, mind, senses, our all sense objects, they buried our Atman. And in every last line of the verse of this hymn, we find Chivananda, Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. I am that existence, absolute, knowledge absolute, bliss absolute. I am Shiva. I am Shiva. Shankara asked us to deny not only the body, mind and senses. He wanted to deny the virtue, vice, majayat, birth, father, mother, Guru, disciple, everything. But what shall we gain by denying all these things? You will be Kevala. You will be the Atman. You will be that Brahman. You will be one with God. There, the human life ends. You will transcend all duality. When we transcend all duality, we transcend all problems of dualistic world. That is the subject matter we shall going to speak tonight. Duality. The Upanishad tells us, Sabaisho Mahanaja Atma Ajaro Amaro, Amrito, Abhaya, Brahma. Abhayam vai Brahma, Abhayam vai Brahma. Bhavati, ja idam veda. Janaka asked Yajnavalka, tell me about the Atman which you are talking about. Finally says, this Atman is birthless, Aja. Then Ajara, it has no disease, no decay. Amara, it is deathless. Abhaya, it is fearless. This is Brahman. Then he repeated twice, Abhayambai Brahma, Abhayambai Brahma Bhavati. He will be free from fear. He will be free from fear. Jaya Idam Veda, who knows this Atman. After getting this knowledge of Atman from Jagavalka, Janaka said, Idam Videham Even Maya Dattam. Ami Bideho, Amare Shambraj, this capital, this whole country, my whole kingdom I am offering to you, including myself. The knowledge you have given, I can give up everything for that knowledge. So I am giving everything to you, O Jagavalko. You opened my eyes so that I can attain Atman in this life. And I have attained. You know, sometimes I was thinking that when Jagga Janaka said that I am giving my whole kingdom and I am giving myself. So if you want to realize Brahman, you'll have to sacrifice everything. Sab chhodke, sab paave. If you give up everything, you will get everything. You will get Brahman. You will attain God in this life. So let us think about it. The nature of the Atman, Ajo, birthless, Amaro, Ajaro, diseaseless, Amaro, deathless, Abhayo, fearless. That is our true nature. Let us meditate on it. Om. Sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, sah viryam karavavahai, tejasvina vadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May Brahman protect us, may he guide us, may he give us strength and right understanding. May love and harmony be with us all. Om, peace, 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 control. Daita, this world. What is this world where we live in? A mysterious place, this world. It exists, again it does not exist. It is called Vibhorta. There are three schools talk about the origin of the world in three ways. Naya Vaisheshika says, billions and billions of atoms created this universe. Atoms. Shankyo school says this world is the transformation of nature. Purinam Bada. Example, milk became yogurt. It is milk, but it has become yogurt. Real transformation. Milk is real, yogurt also is real. That is the school. They are the dualistic school. They think God has become this universe. This universe is God's body. God is separate, this is his creation. So we live in God's place. This world belongs to God, so we live in his place. He is the creator. Then comes Upanishad, non-dualistic Vedanta. Tat srishtva tadevanu pravishat. He created and entered inside. Sarvam Kholuidam Brahma. Whatever you see, this world is Brahman. Your body is Brahman. This chair is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. That is the view of the Upanishads. Brahman alone exists, nothing else. Then comes another school, Ajatavada. This world is not created. But I see, because you have disease. Name of the disease is ignorance. Moon is one, but you see two moons, that means you have disease. Brahman only is there. The moment your eyes are treated, you see only one moon. You do not see two moons. This double vision is created by Maya. That is the Gaudapada's school. Brahman alone is there, Atman, no creation. Then comes Shankara, Vivartavada. Shankara says, what do you see? I see a snake on the floor from a distance. The place is neither lighted nor dark, in between, light and shade. I see something. I see. So my mind says it is snake. So I projected snake. When you bring the flashlight, you see it is a rope. So I created snake through my mind and superimposed on the rope and created snake. Oh, I am afraid to go there. Fear came. As Swamiji says, this is how we project. This whole world is nothing but projection. But there is a stump of a tree in the forest park, dark. A thief is thinking a policeman is there. Police is thinking a thief is there. A man is thinking that a woman is waiting for me. A woman is thinking a man is waiting for me. A child is thinking that it's a ghost. Five people projected on a stump of a tree. Actually, it is a tree. So whatever comes to your mind, that you are projecting. Oh, you are a good person. Oh, you are a bad person. Who is projecting? You. A good, bad. If I am a good person, I shall see all good. If I am a bad person, I see everybody is bad. If I have a negative person, I see everything negative. If I have a positive person, I see everything positive. That is the way we find this world. Each human being lives in his or her own world. Amazing this world, where we live in. Sometimes we blame this world. As it says, an expert dancer does not blame the stage. Those who are bad dancers, they say, oh, I couldn't dance well because the stage is bad. He doesn't blame himself or herself. They always blame someone else. That is the sign of weakness. A strong person does not blame. Now, I'm just telling you in brief that this world where we live in, you can make this world hell, you can make this world heaven. Amazing is this person. Attitude, what kind of attitude do you have? A lustful person sees everything as full of lust. A spiritual person thinks everything is spiritual. A fearful person thinks everything full of fear. A joyful person thinks, sees joy everywhere. All projections. All human projections. How can we have right projection? We need a guru. Guru gives a mantra and connects us with God. And who else helps? Scripture. Shastra. Scripture works like mother. As the mother always wants good of her children. Similarly, scripture always wants us to be good. Varda Veda Mata. One of the name of the Vedas is Mata, mother. Varda. She gives everything. But is this scripture, shall we have to read all through our lives? No. And as we discussed last time. Even is rice. What do you do? You husk the machines, husking machine, you husk the paddy, remove the husk and take the kernel. So the husk is necessary to grow the kernel. Without husk, kernel cannot grow. Husk is very important. But when you have the kernel, you give away husk. Here's an apple. Its skin is necessary to develop and ripe in the tree. When I get a ripe apple, I peel the skin and I eat the flesh. I'm just telling you that how the scriptures are also important. As Sri Ramakrishna says, you have a grocery list. You have gone to buy groceries. After buying the groceries, you do not keep that grocery list. You throw away. It is over. Scriptures are like grocery list. But it is necessary. Otherwise, you cannot buy the groceries. You will forget. Again, you go to home. Again, you come back. You have the list. What are the things you need? You got it. Palalamiva dhanyarthi. He gave another example. You want to reach home. So you have a light. When you reach home, your light is no more necessary. You want to cook food. When the cooking is over, fire is no more necessary. This is the way they say that how scriptures are necessary for our attainment of God. Last time we discussed this verse. Tameva dhiro vigyaya prajnam kurvi to brahmana nanudhyayat bahun shabdan bacho viglapanam hi tat. The verse 47 that we did last time. A wise man, having experienced Brahman as his self, should keep his higher intuitive faculty united with Brahman. He should not oppress his mind with many words, for they are mere waste of energy. I remember I had a friend. He read too much. And he loved to argue people. And he memorized Gita, Upanishad, Viveka Chudamani. He can quote any scriptures you want. And he loved to show that how much he knows. So he went to our President Maharaj, Swami Madhavananda. And he was trying to ask him scripture questions. You know, he was bombarding us with questions. Maharaj looked at him and just smiled. And he said, you see, if you want to know the scripture, go to the training center. There are teachers are there, they will tell you. I am a student of Kathamrita. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. I do not relish that. He was a great scholar. I do not relish that scripture anymore. Do you know why? Scripture also rotates in the intellectual plane. Intellect. Mind, mental plane, intellectual plane. That is tiring. There is no peace there. Absolute peace in the spiritual plane, in the Atman. where thoughts stop. There you get complete rest. He was in that state. He's always connected with God. A discussion, debating, this, that, which is very, that is, sometimes, you know, those who talk too much, they're shallow. Talk. Talking box, you know. Nāvanu dhāyāt bhavun śabdhāna, it is in the Brihadaranya Upanishad. Dhīro, mani dhīr vyakti, buddhiman, very intelligent person. He practiced brahmacharya and practiced all spiritual disciplines. Then, brahmanishta, his mind is absorbed in Brahman. At that time, do you know what? He is really sipping honey, sweetness of Brahman. At that time, when you are really and you have full enjoyment, if somebody wants to talk to you, you feel disgusted. Don't talk. This is the time for my enjoyment. Same thing in spiritual life. When your mind is absorbed in that stage, if you talk, Swami Brahmananda, you know what Swami Brahmananda ji? If somebody will talk, he will say, my stomach is no good today, you go. Maharaj always would avoid people. Because he was all the time is communed with God. He does not relish world and other things. I remember once our Ramlal Dada went with a problem. Maharaj, I have a little Ramlal Dada, Ramakrishna's nephew. Ramlal Dada, the world has become unreal to me. And you are asking that unreal question of unreal world to me. My mind is not going there. I banished this world from my mind. And you are bringing that same world in my mind. It is not working. Please ask someone else who will give you advice. He is such a higher plane of consciousness. It is hard for him to bring the mind out. One day, Swami Mahapurusha Maharaj, when his disciple came, a monk, he bowed down to him. Maharaj, what are you doing? You are my guru, you are bowing down to me. Oh, you. You know, I first see God, then I see man. You know, when we read these stories of the Jari disciples of Ramakrishna, then we understand in which plane these people lived. Amazing. Bhāsya bhīga, talk, it's just tiring. Now, nudhayāt bhavun śabdān, he does not read too many scriptures. He does not live in the intellectual and mental plane. He lives in a spiritual plane. Next verse. Tameva ikam bijanitha anya hi anya bacho bimunchata jatched vang manasi pragya ittadya shrutaya sputha. Verse 48. It has been clearly told in the Shruti, know that one and give up other talks, and a wise man should restrain his speech and keep it within the mind. By other talks, Shankara meant opera vidya and not the scriptures. Speech is to be merged in mind, mind into ahankara, ahankara into mouth, and mouth in the self. Very interesting. This person, I must explain to you what he is talking about. Sometimes, perhaps you are alone, you are not talking, but your mind is talking. Your mind is making noise. Your speech is not talking, but mind is talking. That you say, tam eva ekam bijanitha. No, only that one, Atman. Oinna bhacha vimunchata. Give up all of our talks and conversation. Stop all mental waves. How to do it? Then he quoted from the Katha Upanishad. First, maintain silence. Speech should be merged into mind. Mind in Buddhi. Buddhi in the Mahatat, Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha into Brahman. Please, Swami, explain to me. I shall explain what it is in the Katha Upanishad. This section is very, very interesting. You can see, you can read yourself better if I explain to you. A man who has started his spiritual journey must have controlled his speech. Yogisya prathama dwaram vangnirodho aparigraha. The first gate of entering the spiritual life, yoga, path of yoga, is vangnirodha. Shut your mouth. Close your mouth. Then, where will the mind go? Speech, where will the speech go? Speech goes in the mind. Because this, all the sense organs function from the mind. If mind is not there, speech will not come, eyes will not see, ear will not hear. It is all comes from the mind. So, turn. It is called onulom or bilom. Onulom means inward, bilom means outward. So, it came from outside, inside, and again I am turning it to inside. As I sometimes say, how do you see the world? Through your mind camera. Your mind camera is set and you are seeing the external world. Now in spiritual life, when you go for meditation, what do? You close your eyes. That means you want to shut the mind camera to go outside so that it turns inside. The moment mind turns inside, then you see your inside, your inner world. What will you see? You see your mind. Mind sees the mind. Ish, I am so bad. Ish, I am so restless. That mind is telling another part of the mind. So mind, what does the mind do? Mind again comes from the buddhi, intellect. Mind thinks pros and cons. It is the buddhi, intellect, who is the determinative faculty. It brings nishyatmika. This is this. So mind goes to buddhi. What does the buddhi mean? That small ego, I consciousness, buddhi. That hunkar, it goes to mahatattva, cosmic intelligence, samanna hunkar. And then it goes to the atman. Bhagindriyo, this speech, is two kinds, laukik, poidik. Laukik, when you go to your friends, chat, talk, food, movie, game, all these things you talk. That is laukik. This worldly, secular things you discuss. And poidik, speech also, you are repeating mantra. You are talking about God. That is good. Your speech can be diverted in two ways. I can talk to you about God, I can talk to you about politics. That is laukik and vaidik. So, maunam yogasanam yoga titikshika ganta shilata nispriyattam samattam saptaitani ekodonjina. Ekodonji, the yogi, what does he do? First, he maintains silence. First. Say, he sits on a yogasana. Third, he practices concentration. Then, titiksha, he has forbearance. Fourth, He stays in a for the fifth. He stays in a very secluded place. Next, nispriyata. He does not have any worldly desires at all, and then his mind settles. These are the steps we find the yogis adopt to calm their minds. It is Narad Paribrajaka Upanishad. Then what happened? Then he developed Nirodha Samskara, complete calmness of the mind. Mind becomes functionless, absorbed. Mind becomes one with the Atman. It is not moving anymore. Bhagindra Sangyam. Then he, this person, analyzed more. Atma also, self also, there are three kinds. Gyanatma, Mahatma, and Shantatma. Gyanatma means, I have Gyanatma. I want to know many things in this world. I want to know the scripture, I want to know God, all these things. I, that is Gyanatma. And Shantatma, when my mind settles in the Atman, that is, mind becomes calm, that is Shantatma. Sarpa Upadhi Shunya. Then he says that when it goes to Mahatma, this Katha Upanishad says, this is the ascending order. From sense organs, artha, sense objects is higher than sense organs. And artha, artha means sense objects, mind is higher than sense objects. Then buddhi is higher than the mind. Then mahanpara, that mahatma, that Hiranyagarbha, cosmic intelligence, is higher than the buddhi, intellect. Then the mahatattva, cosmic, the param, the supreme atman, Purusha, is higher than the cosmic intelligence. And who is higher than the Purusha? Sa kastha, sa paragutihi. That is the culmination. There is nothing higher than the Atman, Brahman. That is your true nature. But still we are falling from that Atman again and again. Sometimes in Japan meditation, higher stage, again come down. Takun, he says, Tasyam nigrahmane bhairibo sudushkaram. Arjuna says, oh Krishna, it is very difficult to control this mind. Mind is so restless. So Krishna says, it is undoubtedly the mind is restless and it is very difficult to control. But only two methods I can prescribe. Repetition of practice and non-attachment, renunciation. These are the two ways you can control the mind. Well, that is also different. Could you tell me something practical that we can do it? Then this Jivan Mukti Vivek told a story. A bird laid some eggs on the seashore. Then the ocean, when the high tide took away the eggs, the mother bird came and crying, and she decided that I shall dry the ocean and get my eggs back. So the mother bird was trying to, with the beak, trying to take a little water and put on the sand. It wants to dry the ocean. Then other birds came and said, hey, what are you doing? Well, I want to dry the ocean to get my eggs back. Ha! Foolish, you cannot do that. Well, you will have to help me, there is no other way. So all the birds are jumping into the water and shaking their wings on the sand and trying to dry the ocean. Then sage Narada was going by and he saw the pitiable condition of these poor birds. They are doing impossible. to make it possible. So Narada went to heaven and told Garuda, the king of the birds and the carrier of Vishnu, "Hey, Garuda, what are you doing? Your descendants are trying to dry the ocean to get back their eggs. Why don't you go and help them? The all birds are your descendants." So Garuda came, he's the king of the birds, he's the carrier of Vishnu. He reaches two wings, he attacked the ocean. Ocean was fearful. Out of fear, ocean returned the eggs. The scripture says that if you have these kinds of bulldog tenacity and one-pointed effort, grace will come and you will get back your eggs. That is the story. Vedanta says this, never give up in your spiritual life. Work hard. You know, when we shall read these stories, the chichibi birds, what they would do. Then this verse I like. Chittasya bhogai dau bhagau shastre noika propurayet guru shushrushaya bhagam abhyutpanyasya sankramaha. You are a beginner, want to start your spiritual life. What you are supposed to do? Half of your time you spend your food, your rest, and other things. Half the time of your life, 12 hours. Food, your work, necessities, you do. 1/4 of your time spent for the scripture. 1/4 of the time spent to serve your guru. That means all 24 hours are taken care of. Your life is bound to change. As you live in the world, you need food, clothing, and other things. And 12 hours, half, 12 hours in 6 hours for Guru Seva. I'm talking about for the beginners. And 6 hours, scripture reading. Very beautiful verse. Then when you become a little expert, then 1/4 time you spend for food and clothing. 2/2 time, Guru Shushrusha, Seva. Other human beings also, not only your guru. And 1/4 time, scripture. Then again, when you become an expert, then 1/2 scripture and dhyan among guru, puja. Meaning, the more you are advanced, the more time you devote in spiritual life. That image. Bhog means food and rest. And this for that reason, the monks do not cook. They bake food door to door in India. They go to what is called the inn, where the mendicants are fed every day, morning and evening. Noontime and the afternoon. Some chhatra gives food once a day, and some chhatras, chhatra means inn, where the mendicants get free food. Very interesting, you know, how anyhow, I just told you. don't talk too much. Without necessity, it is better not to talk. That is said. Vanna bacha vimunchata. Don't talk, I'll give a rich all worldly things. Because it is tiring. Vanna bacha vimunchata. Amritasya esha shetu. Shetu means bridge. What does the bridge do? It helps us to cross the river or a tunnel or a canal. Bridge. So this silence is the bridge which will help you to the other side of the... At that time, silence means, do you know what does it mean? Silence means silence your senses. Silence your mind. Then you will merge into silence. That is the Atman. That we are doing every day. When we sit for shrine in the meditation, we are trying to calm and control the mind, thinking of the Lord. Next verse. Ashastriyam api doitam tibram mandam api dida. Kamo krudadikam tibram manurajyam tatha itarat. Verse 49. The duality of the mental creation of man, which is not in conformity with the scripture, is of two kinds, violent and dull. That which gives rise to lust, anger, and other passions is called violent, and that which gives rise to daydreams is called dull. Doito, duality, ashastriyo. Shastriya doito, what is shastriya doito? We talked about it. What are the objects which is not the Atman? Man, this whole world, everything is doito, which is created by God. How can we get rid of that doito? Through discrimination. Which is real, what is unreal. Brahman alone is real, this world is not real. So I shall stick to Brahman, not the world. That is called Shastriya Dvaita. I am relinquishing, leaving the world which God created, and I am sticking myself to Atman. That is clear. Second, this, again he is explaining Ashastriya. This Dvaita is not according to the scripture. It is you created your lust, greed, anger. I did not create it. It is you created yours. I created mine. So he is talking about, that is tibra, meaning gross desires. And do you know what is subtle desires? Mentally I am enjoying sense objects, sensual things. That is dull. Not effective. But gross is when you do physically. That he is talking about. Kamo krudatikam tibram. That is very vigorous, strong. And manraja, daydreaming, visual, all sorts of things, mentally. I am dreaming many things, bad things, good things. So these two kinds of doito, he is talking about ashastriyam. They should be given up before knowledge of Brahman, even after the knowledge of Brahman. That he is going to tell us. Because those things are not good for you to establish in Brahman. They will force you, lust, greed, anger, force you from the Atman and to outside world. That he was talking about. It is not helpful for your spiritual life. Ubhayam tatta bodhat prang nirbhajyam bodhu siddhaye sama samahita samahitancha hitatvancha sadhaneshu shrutam jatah. 50. Before starting the study into the nature of Brahman, it is necessary to give up both, for mental poise and concentration are the two prerequisites for the study of Brahman, so says the Shruti. this last anger, greed, you know what does it do? It disturbs the mind. With that mind, you cannot concentrate on God. You need a pure mind. That purity of mind will come by repetition of practice and non-attachment. You know, when we read these things, we really understand what is going on, but how difficult it is. Tasmad evam vit shanto danta uparato titikshu samayita bhuta atmani eva atmanam paśyati. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, you are a beginner. You want to live a spiritual life. Listen to me. Shanto. First, try to calm your mind. Danto. Calm your sense organs. Uparato. Withdraw the mind, the sense objects. Titikshu. Forbear. Good. Happiness, misery. Profit. Loss. Heat, cold, all these pair of opposites, forbear. Samayita. Learn the mind to settle in Atman. Atmani, then this is the way you can start your spiritual journey. Then you will see the Atman. You will re-experience the Atman. Samayita and sadhana is sama samadhan. What does it do? These two things, Shama among Samayita, two words Vidyaranya Muni used is. Shama, what Shama does? Shama will control your lust and greed and anger. And Samayita will control your ashastri of that daydreams. All the mental things. At that time, you are continuously keeping your mind in God. You know, do you know what amazing, do you know how does it do, why, when I mean, just put the mind in God? Do you know how do I look at it? I look at the iron rod. And here is the fire of the blacksmith. And put the iron rod there. And the blacksmith pulled the bellows. And the iron rod, within 15 minutes, it will be red hot iron. Akbar rage. He holds it with a tong, puts it in the anvil and hits. And he gives any shape he likes. When I think about this mind, how it can be illumined, that is the only way. If you connect your mind with God, it will be luminous. But our mind, do you know, it's touching and coming out. When we repeat the mantra, we know it doesn't stay there. One of our swamis gave a very beautiful illustration. Here is some muddy sand. Sand mixed with mud. You throw it on the wall, a chunk. Throw away on the wall, it will fall. Because the stickiness is not there. It is sandy. But if you real mud, if you throw away, it will stick there. That is the way I look sometimes about the mind. Why my mind is not sticking to Sri Ramakrishna? Because it is sandy mind, loose, scattered. It is not muddy, real muddy. That stickiness is not there. That stickiness comes by repetition of practice. Practice, practice, practice. That is called spiritual life. How can I stick my mind to work? As I said, if the blacksmith take the iron rod out again and again, it will not be red. You need to hold it there 15 minutes. 15 minutes. You know, sometimes we sit for 1 hour, 2 hours in the shrine. It takes only 10 to 15 minutes. to get illumination. To get illumination, we need only 15 minutes. Once Swami Shraddhananda was telling me, you know, some days I do not get time to go to the shrine. Generally, I try to sit 1 hour, 1 hour. But when I have too much work or some other interviews and, you know, I serve people, I do not have time. So that day, Parasama, before lunch or dinner, Parasama, I have 10, 15 minutes time. So I go to my shrine. He has his personal shrine in his room. Well, I sit in the shrine and I think that these 10 or 15 minutes, I shall put full concentration of 1 hour. Result I shall bring within 15 minutes. And 1 hour in the shrine, you know, more often you're thinking this one, that one. Sometimes you're Sri Ramakrishna. But as 10 or 15 minutes, I held my mind into Sri Ramakrishna. But this today, our whole 15 minutes I shall give to Sri Ramakrishna. Well, I am determined and very focused. And he taught me, sometimes I do this. You know, if you do not live with the monks, you do not know how do they function this way. It is amazing. I learned from him. Sometimes today I do not have much time, but 15 minutes I have time. Whole 15 minutes I acquire like that, I shall hold. I shall not think anything else. It mind has that power. That is called Ichha Shakti, willpower. Willpower develops more you practice, practice, practice. There is no other way. So, anyhow, so we finished up to 50. And from today is our last class before our winter break. And one announcement, please don't forget this Thursday, we have Christmas festival. George is bringing some good musicians, so we have a good function. Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya, Tamaso Ma Jyotir Gamaya, Mrityur Ma Amritam Gamaya, Abir Abir Maedi, Rudra Jatte Dakshinamukham, Tenamam Pahi Nityam, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through, and guide us evermore with the loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.